Inspiration 4, on behalf of SpaceX, welcome home to planet Earth. Your mission has shown the world that space is for all of us and that everyday people can make extraordinary impacts in the world around them. Thank you for sharing your leadership, hope, generosity, and prosperity. And congratulations on your incredible journey.
Thanks so much, SpaceX. It was a heck of a ride for us. Just getting started.
Copy, just getting started.
Yes, it was a billionaire, a community college teacher, and an Air Force veteran, and a childhood cancer survivor in the crew. They're the four regular people who have made history as the first all-civilian team to fly to space. The SpaceX capsule they were on board safely splashed down into the Atlantic Ocean yesterday, capping off the historic three-day mission to Earth's orbit. For more on this, we're joined from Florida by Amy Thompson, a writer for space.com. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. How are you?
So, a successful mission. What does this mean then for space travel? It's a bit of a breakthrough.
It is. So, this was the first time that four civilians, meaning regular people, not professional astronauts, got to fly in space. And they actually got to fly to a little bit higher altitude than the International Space Station. So, they're hoping that because of that, they can contribute a little bit more to medical data and whatnot for how microgravity affects the human body.
I see they did some experiments, but really, was this just a tourist exercise, albeit with 6 months training?
Yeah, so it's a little bit more than just a traditional tourist exercise because passengers on Blue Origin and Virgin Galactic, they just basically strap in and know what to do in case of an emergency. But the Inspiration 4 crew went beyond that because, you know, they did train for 6 months and they wanted to make it really an inspiring mission. So in order to give back, they raised money for childhood cancer research.
Yeah, I'm kind of fascinated by this. I see Elon Musk has tweeted or has put out a release saying he was going to chip $50 million in to the Children's Charity Hospital. How much, it just seems with the billionaires, how much public relations is involved in this process to sort of keep the public on board and with all this money being spent on this stuff?
Yeah, so I think that was really one of the focuses of this mission because they're like, why just go to space? Why not do something to set us apart and to give back? So they took a number of items up with them to space, and they're going to auction those off, and all of the proceeds from that will also benefit St. Jude.
I mean, the thing that we get people commenting in here, that and the one that comes up a lot about these this travel is, oh, why aren't they doing something about climate change rather than spending billions on going to space? How does the space industry deal with that going forward from here?
Well, I'm assuming it's more of an awareness aspect, because the more people that you have that can travel to space, and this is, you know, space is still very expensive at this point. So in order for it to open up to more people, you have to have a mission like Inspiration 4, which will lead to other missions, which will continually bring the cost down. So their goal is to get as many people to travel in space as possible. That way they can see the Earth from space, and there's something known as like the overview effect that really changes you and changes your perception, and it kind of, they're hoping, will help people become more aware of the planet and what's going on with that. But space is sort of like invisible infrastructure, so there's a lot of communications that come from space and a lot of different things that are essential to everyday life. Satellites, for example, can monitor the Earth and can help measure changes in the climate and changes, you know, in icebergs and different things like that. So space is key.
And when do they go back? When's the next one? Because they can turn them around reasonably quickly, can't they, with SpaceX?
They can. So the next astronaut mission will be a NASA mission, but the next private space flight will probably be around January or February, and it'll have four passengers. And so they will actually be going to the International Space Station. And one of them is a former NASA astronaut. And then the other three are regular people.
Have we heard from the astronauts that have got back? Have they had a chance to talk to the media yet?
They've had a few words, and so it's all been smiles and thumbs up, and everyone is excited. They really enjoyed their spaceflight, and they're excited to share that journey with everyone.
No doubt we will hear plenty more from them, and their communities will look forward to that over the next few days and weeks. Thank you very much for that. That is Amy Thompson, a Florida-based writer for space.com.